Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The number of new COVID-19 cases being confirmed in the U.S. has risen back above 100,000 per day. Johns Hopkins University's tally puts the seven-day moving average at more than 106,000, while the daily number of deaths has leveled off below 400. Globally, the World Health Organization says the number of new COVID cases and deaths continue to fall. Only two regions are seeing cases rise, the Western Pacific and the Americas. Among other developments this week, new details on the strain that's now dominant in the U.S. Ed Donahue has more.
It's known as BA2.12.1 and is responsible for 58% of virus cases in the U.S. last week. It's a member of the Omicron family, but scientists say it spreads faster than Omicron predecessors and can escape immunity and possibly might cause more serious disease. It also contains properties of the Delta variant. This genetic change is bad news for people who caught the original Omicron and thought they might be unlikely to get it again soon. Lab data suggest a prior infection with the original Omicron is not very protective against reinfection with the new mutants. But research also shows those who got sick from the Delta variant may be better protected from the new mutants. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House is taking more steps to make the antiviral treatment Paxlovid more accessible, the nation's first federally backed test-to-treat site being opened in Rhode Island, with more coming in Massachusetts and New York City and Minnesota. Finally, research is showing long COVID can happen even after breakthrough infections following vaccination. A government report found 1 in 4 adults aged 65 and older developed at least one symptom of long COVID up to a year after initial infection. That compares with 1 in 5 younger adults. Symptoms can include fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog, and blood clots. I'm Ben Thomas.